Dr. Steve Perry is on TV and radio a lot, talking openly about what he sees as the problems with the nation's education system. Most of his barbs are aimed at teachers' unions and those who disagree with his policies. But it's on the social media service Twitter where Perry's voice is most regularly heard. Fairly typical of his 31,000-plus tweets, this one. Parents, wake the heck up. You're allowing yourselves to be played every damn time you fight for a failed school. You are losing. Stop. Hours after the Hartford Board of Education voted down a plan that would have replicated his Capital Prep magnet school model in another struggling school, Perry tweeted this: "The only way to lose a fight is to stop fighting. All this did was piss me off. It's so on. Strap up, there will be head injuries."
I found it to be appalling.
That's Matt Poland, chairman of Hartford School Board. He's now asked the district to investigate Perry's Twitter comments and other complaints that have come from former teachers at the school.
Well, I believe that given the nature of this most recent tweet and some of the other tweets that we've heard about and incidents that we've heard about, there's certainly enough material to warrant a look at what the situation is at Capital Prep. The bravado is getting a little much to take at this point.
Poland voted against the plan that would have allowed Perry to manage Sand School, but has been a supporter in the past.
I did quite a while now believe that the model, in fact, was one that we should replicate. That by all of the measurements that we use today, whether we like them or not as measurements, he is achieving great success there.
But Poland now asks whether Perry's style is causing real problems at the school. Poland has asked for the issues surrounding Perry's tweets to be addressed within 24 hours. On Twitter, Perry responded to one of my questions about his earlier tweet. He said that he was using a metaphor. John Dankosky, WNPR News.